when and how consumers might start to see food price increases at the supermarket. That story coming up on This Land of Ours. Well, retail food prices actually dropped about 3% last quarter, but despite the reprieve, many consumers may be worried about how the drought that is affecting much of the nation's farm country, specifically the corn crop, will affect their wallets. But even though American Farm Bureau senior economist John Anderson says there will likely be significant damage to the corn crop,
that's probably not going to have a lot to do with what you pay for corn flakes this fall. We use a very small percentage of the country's field corn in food products directly. In addition, most of the cost of those items, those tend to be very highly processed items, is in things like transportation and packaging and processing and the energy associated with that. Corn is actually a fairly small component of it.
However, Anderson adds that on down the road, the drought will likely have an impact, but not in the cereal aisle. Instead, it will be the meat counter where consumers might feel the pinch.
What it will affect are livestock-related products, things like dairy products, pork, beef, chicken, because that affects feed costs. A reduction in the grain crop affects the availability and the price of feed. And as we see costs go up for the livestock sector, their normal reaction will be to slow their production down. And somewhere down the road, that will influence retail prices.
Due to the production cycle, that influence is expected to fully hit the consumers' wallets next year. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.